Lord, may the words of my mouth and the thoughts of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I am pretty sure that I can guarantee one thing about what I'm going to say this morning, and that is that you will hear absolutely nothing that is new to you. And on the one hand, I apologise for that, because there is something about preaching which is meant to bring things afresh. But on the other hand, sometimes we simply need to go back to the stories that we have, to the accounts of what's happened, and we need to hear them again. Not that there's anything particularly new, except that if God is living in us by God's Spirit, then maybe God can say something to us. Maybe God can nudge us, remind us of something, challenge us with something. Because as we celebrate Pentecost and we think of the Spirit coming to that group of disciples 2,000 years back, and as we think about a church's journey, a particular congregation's journey from their earliest times until now, there are going to be ways in which God might just want to nudge us again, remind us again of what God has for us. Birthdays, anniversaries, and the likes tend to be times when we look back to some extent. We think about the previous year or the previous decade. I don't know how many of you use Facebook at all, but it has a habit at the moment. If you go into Facebook, it says, "Do you want to share a memory?" And it tells you what you were doing X years ago. I took a look this morning. I got as far as, "Do you want to share this memory from 3 years ago?" And the reception was so bad that I didn't actually get the picture, so I've no idea what I was doing 3 years ago. I can look later if anybody's interested. But being reminded of where we have come from is important. At the moment, you have a number of different ways of reminding yourself where you've come from. But one of them is the fact that you're in the middle of changing things round in the building. I have heard this morning about a degree of decluttering. Those of you whose heirlooms are up in the loft, hidden away in a box, the church has been, this congregation has been doing a little bit of the digging through those boxes that have been stuffed in the back of cupboards. If you know of any heirlooms that you have left in this place, beware. But seriously, you know what it's like when you dig through those boxes. You find things that remind you of different situations. You find the minutes of a meeting that was held long ago, or the record of some misdemeanor in the church. You find interesting things when you dig through those boxes, as well as finding the Sunday school toys from 1953, most of which were not fit for purpose then. Now, you're not like that because you are a church who doesn't hold on to things all the time. You're a church who has always looked forward. That's why you're doing the work on the buildings. But in the meantime, you do find a few reminders of the past. And it's important for us as Christians in our journey as individuals and as churches together, it's important for us to look at the past, to remind ourselves of where we have come from. Of course, sometimes that can be depressing for those of us who, as somebody who came to faith in their teens and who by the age of 17 knew all the answers, I find that I've not come very far at all. Or maybe I've come a very long way. Because the answers mostly escape me now. But looking back, recognising where God has been in our lives as individuals, in our life as a congregation, and in the life of the whole church, is important. We need to know where we come from. We need to remember the day of Pentecost and those early Christians being filled with a spirit of power, a spirit that helped them to communicate with the world around them. We need to remember that God's Spirit is still there to fill us with power and to communicate with others. It might not look quite like Pentecost, though if anybody fancies going out into the streets of Wheatley and preaching, you got an open air service this afternoon or anything? There's not a tradition in Wheatley of the Pentecost churches together celebration. No, some places do that. It might not look quite like Jerusalem back then, but if God's Spirit is the same Spirit at work in us as it was then being able to communicate the good news of Jesus in words that people understood is an incredibly important part of it. So looking back at that Spirit working back then is important for us here and now. We also need to take stock of who we are and where we are at this moment in time. Different churches can do that in different ways. Sometimes we even produce tools from our denominations to help churches do it. But knowing who we are now and where we are now is important. Because we can't be the people that God wants us to be in this place if we don't actually recognise who we are and what we have at this time. And you are a church who is gifted. Gifted in so many ways. You are heirs to those who came before you many years back who had the vision of building this place. You're heirs to those who have preached the good news of Jesus here, who have held aloft the fact that a dissenting church is a good place to be. However friendly we are with our Anglican neighbours, there is a place for us and our tradition here in Wheatley. We're gifted with that heritage that we hold within us now. But also we're gifted as people. I could probably set you off in conversation with each other and come back in an hour, and if I asked you the question of what gifts do you see in the people in this room this morning, you would have to be shut up after an hour. I'm not going to do it. You can do it over lunch. Recognising the gifts that we have, the heritage and the gifts, are both important. And John, in his gospel, tells of Jesus sharing with the friends then about the Spirit coming and giving gifts and walking alongside, and that we can ask for what we need, and we will get it. So here, at this moment in time, we look back and give thanks. We look around us and we see the gifts that God has given to us. That God has given what we need for this time, for this place. That God doesn't leave us without what's needed. And of course, John's gospel is misinterpreted at times. or just simply quoted out of context, whatever you ask in my name, you get it. Well, there's the in my name bit. It's not just whatever you ask. But sometimes, as church, we do forget to ask. Sometimes we carry on because we keep going in the way we've always gone. We recognise where we are, we recognise where we've come from, and we sometimes simply stop still and forget to ask about what God wants of us here and now. You know the old joke about somebody asking God about winning the lottery. She's desperate. She's in debt. She has all sorts of things going on in her life, and she says, God, just the one thing that would change everything, if I could win the lottery. And Saturday comes and Saturday goes and the lottery is not won. And the following week she prays again to God about winning the lottery. And Saturday comes and Saturday goes and there's a rollover and there's a lot of money to be had, but she doesn't get it. And the third week she prays to God and says, I just desperately need that money. Couldn't I just win the lottery? And God says to her, could you buy a ticket? Now, I'm not a fan of the lottery, but it is that reminder of the fact that we need to work with God. One of the things that worries me about my own role in the church in a regional sense is that it is far too easy to do most of the work that's to be done in what might be described as a functionally atheist way. Now, that might shock you. But when you start looking at the agendas of the meetings I go to, God is there in the background, but it's very easy to do everything in a very organised, functional way without including God in the thinking. And if God is the God of Pentecost, if God is the God of Jesus saying, ask for things in my name, then maybe our meetings ought to be transformed. Maybe we need to be less businesslike. Maybe we need to spend more time. No, maybe I need to spend more time in actually recognising where God is in the work of the church. God of the past and looking back. God with us here and now, giving the gifts that we need. And God of the future, equipping us for the journey with the gifts of the Spirit, the gifts that we are heirs of. God wants us to look forward. And I know that I'm preaching to the converted, the building work again. You're not building a new room there just for the sake of it. You're doing that because you want God to be working in this place, not just now, but in the future. You're thinking about how you use your buildings, but you're also thinking about how you use the people that are here to share the good news of Jesus. But always remember that second bit. We can have the most wonderful buildings in the world, but if the Spirit isn't moving in them, then they're not worth anything. God of the past, the present, and the future. God who gives us the gift of memory, the gifts of each other, and the gift of a future that is not known to us and yet we can have a part in. That is the God who we worship. And the God who calls us, wants us to be filled afresh with that Pentecost Spirit, wants us to claim our inheritance of the gifts that he gives us, wants us to be people of prayer, people of vision, people of action. So today, as we celebrate Pentecost, but as we also celebrate a birthday in this church, we look back, we think of this moment, we look forward. And it is my hope for you, and not just you, but the other churches around you, that you will be those who live in the Pentecost Spirit, people of prayer, people of expectation and vision, people of action, so that the God who came in Jesus will be known in this place and throughout the world.